Hi, this is your girl, Nishayla Moore, and we doing a special edition podcast with a special guest. He doesn't want his name to be known today, but he's going to give me some insight on the relationships, holidays, and etc. We're going to be talking about the relationships, right? Right, friend?
Yes, we sure are. We're going to talk about relationships and the holidays. Relationships and the holidays and how each one, affects the other, etc. You know, how, what's it like to be in, you know, be in a relationship during the holiday, especially mainly like Christmas, you know, our most holiest holiday of the year.
Right. Oh, first of all, I don't own any rights to the music in the background, but we're giving it to you live, raw, and uncut. Only difference is today we're not doing the visual, but 2022, I just started a love comedy and cocktails podcast like page. We're going to be doing a lot of live podcast shows that's going to be live, and we're going to want people to tune in, chime in, whatever you want to do, and give your opinion. But we're going to have live co-hosts and live special guests. We're going to do it. We're going to kick it off in 2022. But this Christmas, I want to do some special podcasts because we know that it's a lot of things going on out here for the holiday season, right? Right, friend?
That's right.
That's his name today. Whether you know who this is and he's did a podcast with me before, that's cool. But today he's friend. Today he's going to be called Fred. Right, friend?
That's right.
Okay. Now, we know, starting out, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to say thank you guys for following Nishayla Moore, rocking with Nishayla Moore, like, share, and follow. I know you guys are preparing for the holiday season. I know things are probably hectic. Some people are celebrating, and then you got some people that are having holiday blues. I understand. Trust and believe me, I understand. I know that this is a hard time of the year. People have to be a little sensitive because it's not like easy for everybody. It's not easy for everybody. We have to be understanding in these times that we're in with the season coming to an end, and we're celebrating these holidays, and we're supposed to be cheerful and all the above. excuse me. I just wanted to let you guys know that I sympathize. I understand what's going on. I don't want you thinking that Shayla Moore is so cheerful and she's not in tune with the you know what I'm saying, with, you know, the people out here, basically the audience. I'm coming off a cold, ladies and gentlemen, so I apologize. I just want to let you know I'm sucking on a peppermint this morning, but I just wanted to talk to you guys, you know, like real talk. We're going to talk like it's not all that, you know, it's kind of like a more of a personable, like I'm a sister, like I'm a friend. We're going to talk real talk convo this morning, like I'm going to be doing on the new podcast page. And it's going to be, how can I say it? It's going to be just like listed as guests tune in or chime in. I'll let notifications go and let you guys know who's going to be on. Or even if maybe, I'm not saying all the time, maybe if you want to be a special guest, you can DM me, you can message me, and then we can see if we can work something out. I'm going to be open for ideas with that page because this is going to be a real life page where you can see the people. I'm not going to, you know, be more focused on podcasts because I have a podcast page. I have two podcast pages. I'm not going to be focused on the podcast as far as just talking like what I'm doing now. This one is going to be more of, how can I say it? Like, you want to see the people. You want to see how they're expressing themselves. You want to be in tune with them or how they're feeling or how you can tell their emotions, their aura, or all the above. That's what we're on in with Nishayla Moore in 2022 with the podcast Comedy Cocktails Convo. Alrighty, friend. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing alright. Happy Sunday, everybody.
See, he said happy Sunday. Ain't that nice of him?
We've had a good weekend so far. As you all know, I guess this is the last week of the, not the last week of the year, but the week approaching the Christmas holidays, New Year's, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, and all.
Yeah, because this weekend it will end in the 18th. Absolutely. Yes, you're right. This is the beginning of a new week. He's absolutely right. I thought about it. First, I was like, what are you talking about? And then I thought about it. I said, right. Because Sunday is the beginning of a new week, ladies and gentlemen. You're absolutely right. 18th is Saturday, correct? Am I correct?
Right.
It's Saturday. So that would be the last week before the week of the Christmas week. So I hope you guys are celebrating it whatever way you have to, whether it's meditation. Some people like to pray. Some people like to just be around family to get through something or something that has happened. Some people just have natural holiday blues, a natural depression around this year. We have to be sympathetic to people. We have to understand whatever reason, people, childhood, people, whatever they've been through. We have to be sympathetic, ladies and gentlemen, and have to stop being so insensitive and thinking it's all about shopping and buying a gift. It's not always buying a gift that counts. It's a hello or how you doing and are you okay? Those things go a long way in this type of season. Am I right?
Yes, you're right.
If you just walk up and say, hey, you know, are you okay? You see somebody's not really doing well. Hey, how you doing? Are you okay? Is everything cool? You know, are you good? Guess what? Trust me, they might go home and feel so much better that somebody cared about them. You know, Nishay Lamore rocking with the relationships. I'm going to tell you, I'm rocking real hard. I don't care if nobody believe in Nishay Lamore, Nishay Lamore believe in herself. I'm rocking hard with the relationships. But I'm a people person. I care about people. I'm concerned. It's not always just about me. And that's why I'm going to go far. You know, because you have to care about people. You have to be concerned. Now, you don't want people to take advantage of you. You know what I'm saying? But you have to care about people. We live in a society that we are so in tune with the phone. We're so in tune with the social media. We don't know how to care anymore, love anymore. We still have to be in tune with the human race. Or we're going to be extinct one day, you know? So, and not just Christmas. We need to do this all the time, you know? I know I sound like I'm talking through my nose, ladies and gentlemen. Just bear with me. You know I bring it when I do these podcasts. You know I bring it, and you know I'm always dedicated when I tell you the information. So just kind of bear with me because Nishay Lamore have a little cold. You know I'm going to bounce back. Everything is all good. You don't have to worry about me. But back to what we're saying. We're going to talk today about relationships and holidays and holidays and relationships. Right, friend?
That's right.
I want to know, you know, because we got these holidays going on. Woohoo, man. And boy, aren't they going on. How do you think, okay, we're going to start with him. Friend, how do you think the men are feeling now that the holidays are suddenly approaching? Or they have been creeping up on us, right, ladies and gentlemen? How do you think the men feel right now? Be honest.
Well, in a man's view, I feel that, you know, us, the holidays come, you know, we're going to spend time with family and, you know, the shopping, the surprises, think about the kids, the loved ones, the relatives. If your pockets are deep.
I knew you was going to say that, ladies. Don't go ahead.
No, if your pockets are deep, you know, you're sometimes expected to do something, to buy a gift or do whatever. If not, then you might run into a situation that you won't be able to get that loved one, that person, that brother, that friend, anything. But relationship-wise, if you're with somebody, you're going to most definitely go all out for that person and let you know, the holidays bring us together, bring us closer as a family. But for those who are single, don't have anybody, you're not going to feel sad or distraught. You're going to feel, you know, is being by myself on a holiday is a bad thing or a good thing? Well, no, it depends on how you look at it. Do you choose to be single?
Yeah, do you choose to be single? Right.
You know, It's not a requirement to be with anybody on holiday.
It's not a requirement. No, it's not.
And you don't have to feel sad. You don't have to feel alone or sad when you during the holiday season. Where does it say that you're supposed to be, yes, you're supposed to be joyful, but where does it say that you have to be with somebody? If you're with somebody during the holidays, they bring you some joy or content in the relationship. Yeah, that's good. But if you're not with anybody, you don't have to feel bad. Treat yourself out. Do something. Do something constructive for yourself during the holidays. No matter what holiday it is. If the Jewish faith, Hanukkah, African American, we have Kwanzaa. And then for everybody, we have New Year because we're bringing in the New Year. Whether you're bringing in a New Year by yourself or with somebody, just know, who knows, that New Year that approaches us will bring you some kind of contentment. Now, Christmas, we all know it's the most commercialized holiday of the year. And everybody and their mother go all out to do what they can to either please that person for the holiday, or if you're by yourself, do what you want, do whatever you feel that will make you happy.
Well, I'm gonna tell you this. Hey, he's 100% right, friend. This is name today. We're not doing no names today. We do a freestyle on Sunday, almost 2 weeks before Christmas. With Nishay Lamore. Well, friend said that we should not feel bad if you're not in a relationship. And he's right. Because a relationship do not validate you on the holiday. Remember, self-love is 24 hours of the day, 365 days out the year. So, because holidays are approaching, don't let that self-love get away from you. Don't let it get away from you. You still have self-love. You still love yourself. You still do the same thing. Now, I do understand. You don't have a loved one around you. You might have had a breakup, right?
Mm-hmm, that's right.
You could have had a breakup. You could have lost a parent. You could have lost a child. We have to stay strong and be around people that are going to support you mentally. Support your mental around this time of the year. You do not surround yourself around toxic energy. Am I correct?
That's right.
Because people tend to thrive that are miserable on people that are hurting this time of the year. So you will support yourself and lift yourself up and think positive and speak positive words. But you're going to go around people that are going to feed positive things into your spirit. You understand what I'm saying? I'm speaking to my people that are following me, like, share, and follow. People that love Nishay Lamore, rocking with Nishay Lamore, believe in Nishay Lamore. Who believe in that Nishay Lamore is going to be great, which the time is coming. I mean, I believe in myself, and I thank the ones that are believing in me as well. But we have to know your self-worth. Just because the holidays are here, don't mean you jump off a bridge, and kill yourself. You know what I'm saying? And I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. I told you I have a cold, so I'm talking through my nose a little bit. So I don't want you to think that it's deliberate. Oh, I love this song, babe. I did say, I don't own any rights to the music, right? Right. Okay, I did say that. So, ladies and gentlemen, we just freestyling today. See, I'm giving it to you live and uncut. In the privacy of my own home, I'm basically doing a podcast. I'm not feeling the greatest, but I feel good, even though I have a cold. I just think that holidays is really, really a detour. It's a deflection of the focus of your main goals. The focus should be you love yourself. And I'm more than certain you have people around you that love you or care about you. You're better than that. You're bigger than that. You don't need a person to validate you if you're not in a relationship. And you just got to do something nice for yourself if you're not with nobody. Like he said, if you're in a relationship, that's wonderful. Because from a woman's perspective, women, we go all out for our men. We're going to go out for our men. We're going to show up either way. We don't even care if we don't have any money. We're going to find a way to show our man that we care, that you are significant in our life. you know, especially around the holidays. We're going to do something. It doesn't mean that we have to do it. We just do it because this is how most of us are built. Most of us are built this way. We believe in, you know, showing our man that we love him. Now, if a woman don't have the money, just like he said, don't break your neck. Do what you can. And hopefully your relationship is built on a solid foundation where he loves you and you love him, that he understands that your money is not the way it is. Or you would like it to be. Because it shouldn't be, oh, you know, you didn't get this. If you don't have it, you don't have it, you know. But it has to be a sacrifice. Oh, my goodness, my nose. It seems like the more I talk about it, my nose feels stopped up for it. But, yeah, like I said, it's a beautiful thing. The holidays can be a beautiful thing. Because, to be honest with you, Christmas is only going to last one day. Christmas is only going to last one day. And you'll start the year all over again until the next Christmas. So, just kind of be careful. Don't get so caught up in one day Christmas, one day New Year's Day, one day New Year's Eve. We have to be careful because people usually, and I'm not going to say all the time, but there's a lot of people that take plunges, emotional plunges around this time of the year. And I mean, when I say they're down, you know, and we just can't, you know, let ourselves go like that. You're bigger than that. You're better than that. And it's a beautiful thing for the holidays. Yes, it is. I'm not going to take anything from Christmas because I love Christmas. But if it's going to tear you down because of certain circumstances, you got to start focusing on yourself, speaking life into yourself, thinking life about yourself, thinking positive thoughts. So you know that you deserve better and you're going to receive better. It's law of attraction. You know, the way you think, the feel, or whatever, it will gravitate to you. So, with that being said, I'm going to ask you some more questions. As far as spending or whatever, we just kind of talked. We covered that part. What's another good topic we could talk about real quick before we get off the podcast? This is a freestyle, ladies and gentlemen. Normally, the Shayla Moore, she does the, you know, she goes according to the book. Oh. Anything you want to tap in?
Oh, yeah. As far as holidays, okay. The difference between spending holidays with families and friends and, okay, here's one. Well, sometimes, you know, I think we covered this a couple or so years ago, if I'm not mistaken, the discussion that we had. Spending holidays with, you know, you have certain family members that would love to see it, and you have those, especially if you're in a relationship and you're bringing somebody over to a family's house, and you got those family members that like the person, and then you got others that like, who is that? I mean, you could have done better than that. I mean, this is like, you know.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Attitude
I know what you're saying.
Right.
You're saying, like, I know what you're saying. You're saying, like, people that are dating, mm-hmm. and so many words. We're just using an example, ladies and gentlemen, because we're freestyling. Like, oh, there goes Frosty had a Frosty the Snowman. But anyway, is that it?
No, they just had all of
them. Oh, okay. This is another song. We listen to the Christmas carols, ladies and gentlemen. That's why we're talking. And again, I apologize. The Shayla Moore, I have to remind the people, if you didn't hear me say it before, I have a cold, ladies and gentlemen. I'm talking through my nose. Everybody who listens to me, who rock with the Shayla Moore, know how I sound. I'm talking through my nose because I have a cold. And I still wanted to do this podcast in the privacy of my own home, listening to the Christmas carols. It was very important for me to do this podcast because it was more important for me to give it out to you guys than me. I'm not even feeling my greatest, and I'm doing a podcast trying to encourage somebody, help somebody, show love, and I could be somewhere resting. And I'm not taking anything from that because it was my decision. It was my choice. I'm just letting you know why I'm talking through my nose, ladies and gentlemen. I have a cold. So, long story short, what he was saying, if you're in a relationship and it's a new relationship and you just started dating and you're bringing your new person around, whether it's the man bringing a woman around or the woman bringing a man around, and the people that you're going, the house that you're going, they're not really fond of the person, Don't let that bring you down. And if it's negative energy where you're going, then maybe you shouldn't go. Maybe you shouldn't go. And I'm not saying don't go see your relatives, or maybe you should go alone. Because you want a positive environment as much as possible. Pass me a peppermint, please. A peppermint. Yes, I asked for a peppermint on the podcast. I told you this is raw and uncut. I never really do raw and uncut lives or podcasts. And I'm doing this like right now because I wanted to talk about the relationships and, you know, holidays. I wanted to talk about it because I feel like a lot of people are going through some things. And I know I've addressed this before on my other previous podcast, but I just think it's never enough advice because you just never know who you're going to be reaching. So many people are experiencing holiday blues, ladies and gentlemen. I used to be in that category, believe it or not. I was going to say further back, you know, in my past. I used to be in that category. I used to honestly get depressed sometimes around the holidays. And we're not talking about because I didn't have nobody. I was literally in a relationship and would get depressed. And this was because I had lost my mother and I had lost another relative. So I was kind of sad because these people meant everything to me, ladies and gentlemen. And see, I'm telling you something. I'm opening up my life to show you I have flaws as well. As well as I get on this platform and discuss things. Nisha Lamore have issues and problems and shortcomings just like everybody else. So with that being said, you know, it's kind of hard to be in a negative environment. So if you have that special lady or that special guy and you're basically going around the family for the holidays and you want to celebrate, one or two things can happen. Either you, kind of go down the, you want to run down everything that you feel with the person who is hosting the event or the gathering and let them know, hey, who's going to be here? You know, I don't want no drama. I want this person to feel secure. I want this person to feel good when they come over there. You got to do that, ladies and gentlemen, because guess what? The other person or the person you're bringing, they're going to feel uncomfortable when they come to the house. And it could cause drama. It could cause distension. It could cause problems. So he is right. You don't want that. You want a happy, harmonious, I can't even say the word, ladies and gentlemen, because I'm sick. Look, he had to correct me. But anyway, you want to have a, say it again, sweetie.
Harmonious.
I'm tongue-tied today. Yeah, you want to have that. You want to be in harmony with your spouse. And if it's a new spouse, you want to show loyalty. Loyalty is very big with the relationship coming in. Am I correct? Coming in the door, it takes the relationship further. It shows that you're interested. It shows security, protection, all the above. You want that. So if you showing, now I didn't tell you to go and disrespect your family. No, I'm not telling you to do that because your family is family. But if your family do not like your new person of interest, then maybe you need to maybe find other plans or find other activities to do for the holidays and just postpone. Or maybe the family or friend's house that you're going to, maybe they will accommodate you and try to camouflage their emotions or whatever. Even if they feel that this person is not good for you, they don't like the person, whatever their reason is, because it's usually a reason, whatever their personal reason is, don't knock them. Just ask them politely not to be so upfront or kind of pretend or just show the person a good time, because this is what holidays about. We know holidays is pretend. We know that. But if you want to pretend for a couple of hours, 36 hours, Christmas Eve, Christmas and New Year's Eve, 36 hours, or how many hours is that? For 3 days, 24. What is that? 72 hours. If you got to pretend for 72 hours, life is grand and life is great. So what? So what? You deserve that. I mean, that's what it's about. Good food, good company, laughing, joking, talking, having a good time. And then you want to tear your heads off after the day after whatever. Go back to that. You can go back to the drama or go back to the craziness and the madness, whatever you got going on. You can go back to that. But for the holidays, you want to be in harmony with people. Leave the toxic energy. You know, leave that somewhere else. Let that fall to the wayside. You know, say good things to people. Speak positive things to people. Trust me, you want positive energy, you got to put positive energy out. You know, you got to put positive energy out. You know, it's just what it is. And it's not all about toys and spending money for the kids. You could do other things with the kids other than spending money. Don't you agree? Uh-huh. You could play games. They're Monopoly games. Connect Four. And if you don't like Connect Four, Uno. Play Uno. You don't like Uno? Play game. You know, they're for the Christians. Christian games. You can do a lot of things with the kids when the kids usually didn't have time to do all this with you, or you didn't have time to do all this with them. But now you guys are off on Christmas break. You guys can get re-familiarized. You know, for real. Say the word I'm trying to say, babe. I'm speaking out of my nose.
What you trying to say? What word?
Be re-familiar with the... I'm saying that, ladies and gentlemen. I apologize. This is not a normal podcast for Nishayla Moore. If you hear me talking, I'm talking out of my nose. But you can just get re-familiar with your kids, because usually sometimes parents have a really busy work schedule, and then sometimes kids have a busy school schedule, or they might often don't go to one parent one weekend, the other parent this weekend. So guess what? You're off. You guys get to do things, spend time, strengthen your relationship, get to know each other a little bit more. And that's a beautiful thing, ladies and gentlemen. That is a beautiful thing, you know. And if you don't like people, they eat meat, and you a vegetarian, okay, go and just bring you something to snack on, or ask them to prepare a dish, or bring a dish to there for the vegans. Don't not go to the place where your family and your friends are because you are vegan. And vice versa. If a person is a vegan, have a vegan house, and you are a person that eat meat, guess what? Bring your dish with you so you can eat on that, so you can spend time with your family. Laugh and joke. Have fun. Watch TV. Watch movies and celebrate. Talk about family member. Good times. Whatever it is you got to do, you know. And don't let your spouse feel uncomfortable with the in-laws. That's a no-no. The in-laws have to respect the person you with. They have to respect them, you know. It's just a lot of things that you have to know around the holidays. But you can enjoy yourself. I love the song. It's beginning to look a lot like Crystal. I love that song. That's a beautiful song. But you just got to know, you know, holidays is going to come in and they're going to come out. But love yourself. Treat each other like you want to be treated. Respect each other. And just do right by each other. Enjoy each other's company with your relationship. Don't take it for granted around your family, thinking that, oh, this is my family, this is the holidays. But guess what? Your family might not be around you after the holidays. Your partner will, if you treat them right, whether it's a woman or man. Am I correct?
You're right.
It's just really sad that the holidays really bring about a lot of emotions. A lot of emotions. And you just got to understand what you're going through in this. It's temporary. It's very temporary. So with that being said, you want to say add anything else about the relationships and the holidays?
Well, I just love to add this right here and there. You know, whether you're alone or in a relationship, or you have good friends and family, just put a good foot forward when it comes to enjoying the holidays.
Yep.
Like I said, you don't have to be sad during the holidays. Maybe you want to have some what they call me time during the holidays.
Absolutely.
You don't always have to be with relatives or
absolutely. That's a good one. That's for the introverts. Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, yeah. I mean, yes, that's for the introverts, you know. But those who go out, you know, like it, you know, do the same thing as the introverts. You know, put your best foot forward. Have a good time. Enjoy yourself. And if you bring someone, a spouse, a girlfriend, or whatever, to a place, to your relative's place.
Well, it's a man or woman. Yeah.
Well, yeah, if it's a man or woman and your relatives have a problem with it, do this. Don't stop from going. You take your spouse with you. If they can't accept you, then you either accept my spouse or you don't. Or my girlfriend or whatever, you don't. But I'm still coming anyway. You can either deal with it or whatever.
I'll leave or leave.
Well, yes.
You because you, yeah, because you don't want to start. The whole thing is not being around toxic energy, right?
True, but you don't. That's good said. But you don't let toxicity take over the entire situation.
That's true.
Even if you,
that's
okay,
true.
There are those who say, okay, I don't want to be around this toxicity. You're going to tell me you're going to let toxicity keep you from seeing loved ones in spite of how they feel about you, not you, but who you're with? No,
I mean,
that trumps everything. Love trumps everything, no matter what, whether it's toxic.
Yeah, you're right about that. Love does. He said 100% right there. Love trumps everything.
You don't just up and leave. No, I'm not going to leave. You're either going to accept it or whatever. It is what it is. I don't have to like, I mean, I don't dislike you, but you're going to respect who I'm with no matter who I'm
ooh,
with.
Ooh, he said that.
You know.
Yeah.
You know, you can't, you know. You let over the you get over the toxicity. You don't let that control. Oh, I'm gonna bring such and such with me. They don't like me. Don't worry about them not liking you. You with me. If they don't like you, then I'll deal with it. Don't you deal with it? You know. But don't let the toxicity take over the entire situation. You get over that.
Wow.
Whether the attitudes that the place you're going to is negative or not to your liking, you fight that. You get over that. You came here to have a good time. If anybody don't like it, oh well. You either like it, lump it, or you don't like it, then you can leave.
Wow.
That's with that being said, you know, that's all you have to do. You know, you enjoy yourself. No matter what, like I said, introverts, outroverts, however
no,
you want
to. No, introvert, extrovert.
Extroverts, in and out, what the same. You know what I mean.
Right, but, right, right. I understand.
You know, you
I have
ahead,
no problem
you know,
with
holiday,
that.
The holidays, you know, just have a good time. You know, that's all. Yes, I mean, you're with somebody, okay. If you're not with somebody, you can still have a good time.
That's
you know?
Right.
It's not a requirement to be with anybody during the holidays.
To have a good time. Right.
You don't have a good time.
Right. You don't have to have somebody to have a good time.
Yes.
If you love yourself, you're going to have a good... You because when I go places now, ladies and gentlemen, I am the party. They like, oh, here comes the shade.
Right, exactly.
I am the
you
party.
You only have one person who's the life of the party.
I am the life of
exactly.
the party.
Yeah.
Wherever I go, and I'm not bragging, I used to be ashamed when I, you know, people used to say, oh, here she comes with her crazy self. But I didn't realize how much of a glow and
you
how much
that.
Of an energy.
That. You brought that
right.
Energy
I brought that
situation.
Energy to the party and to all the places I go. If you look at my pictures,
it's like,
or,
that, one,
stuff,
it's like that one relative who's the life of the party.
Right,
one,
and that
yeah.
was always me. If you ever look at anything, my videos, or YouTube, anything, I have a YouTube picture, a video posted when I was at a relative's house for New Year's. I was the life of the party. Now, get me wrong, it was a couple of us there that was the life of the party, but I was one of the main people that was the life of the party. I was videotaping, happy, toasting, celebrating. And I'm going to tell you, I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, since we will have real life talk this holiday season. Guess what, ladies and gentlemen? That was, what, two years ago, and I was breaking up with somebody. And I came in the party like, hey, I'm here. I've arrived. Let's do this. Because guess what? I wasn't letting nobody take away my joy for the holidays, spending time with my family. And just because I was in, we was in like, it wasn't, I don't want to say toxic. We were kind of like separating. We wasn't seeing eye to eye. So we were kind of breaking apart. So I still went to the relative's house with the intent to have a wonderful time. And I was kind of hurt. I'm not going to even lie. I was kind of hurt, ladies and gentlemen. But guess what? I wasn't letting nobody steal my joy. I was not being the Grinch of the Christmas, of the Grinch of the holiday, coming with the negative energy and having everybody, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? Why are you mad to shit? What's wrong with you? And then all of a sudden, everybody upset. Uh-uh. I wasn't doing that. I came in, hey! You know what I'm saying? I always do that, don't I? Mm-hmm. I do it so much that people be like, girl, you is crazy. And I might be a little crazy. Who cares? You know, who cares? You listen to the podcast. So if I'm a little crazy, you're a little crazy too, because you're listening to the Shayla Moore. I told you this is a freestyle holiday talk about holiday and holidays and relationships. We do it in the end. We're going to get raw and uncut in 2022. It's about to go down. So if you're following me, you need to tell your friends and everybody else, hey, check out this Shayla Moore. She's real for a woman. You know what I'm saying? We got the men out here doing it real. But guess what? I'm about to, like, take it up a notch. Maybe a couple of notches, right? I might take it up a couple of notches because I'm about to get it in. I'm just, it's no time to be fake. Now, am I telling all my business like some people? No, I ain't got to. You pretty much know I ain't, you know. I've been through things. By the way, I talk and things I tell you. I ain't got to tell you my whole life story. Play by play to for you to know that I've been through something. You know I've been through something. Just all you gotta do is pick up my books. Google my name. I talk about things all the time. Shayla Moore talks about things all the time about how I've been through things in a relationship. So I don't need no, I don't have to go and say, oh, I've been through something. Let me tell you my story. I don't do that every day. You might get a good version of me and I might decide I want to tell you everything and that's cool. Catch that podcast. Catch that video. But I'm not going to do that every time I talk to you guys. I'm not that type of person. I'm really truthfully a private person. But because I was hurting when I wrote the book, Girl Please, guess what? All the cards on the table. It is what it is. And then when I wrote the book, I found out so many people like and love the book that I'm like, wow. Wow. A lot of people can relate to Shayla Moore. And I was surprised. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, wow, it's a lot of people out here that can relate to Shayla Moore that has been hurt, been broken, betrayed, misused. I mean, all of that. And I don't want to seem like play the victim. Let's go on the other side. Shay has been, I have done some using. I have done some betrayal. I have done some cheating. So it goes both ways. I've been both characters. I'm not ashamed. Who cares? It is what it is. It's not stopping me in no type of way. Because I tell the truth when I come into a relationship and it does not stop my the person that I'm with. As a matter of fact, they love me even more. You know why? Because I was honest. I came in 100%. I didn't put on no fake. Oh, I did this. Oh, I didn't do that. Oh, this. Oh, that. You know what, baby? I did. I messed up. I did this wrong. I messed up, baby. I'm a human person. I got some flaws, baby. But let me tell you, I'm trying to be a better woman. I'm trying to be the best woman I could possibly be. And that's a turn on for a man. That's a turn on. Because see, men don't want nobody in all reality. They want you to look pretty. But they want a woman that's real. Because sometimes they don't want to talk to their boys. Just sometimes they want to talk to you. If not all the time. Some men say they woman their best friend. And I'm just being honest with you. They might not tell they friends that, but some men will tell you, my wife and my woman is my best friend. So I want it to be real. I don't like being fake with my man or fake in my relationship. I don't like that. I'm really sounding stuffy, though. My nose sounds stuffy. But I'm still running this podcast, right? You know, I'm giving it to y'all uncut. Holiday and relationships. You know, I'm just sitting here talking to y'all, freestyling. This is Freestyle Sunday, holidays and relationships with Shayla Moore. Uncut, raw and uncut. And that's how I'm going to put the title so you guys can understand this is real. I don't do no phony podcasts. Everything I talk about is real. I don't do no, oh, he said, oh, she said. You getting it raw and uncut. And that's the way it should be in some ways. Because you know what, you don't want to follow somebody that basically telling you about your life and they never experienced it. Everything I talk about, I've experienced, ladies and gentlemen. Hurt, pain, I was a narcissistic at one time. I used to be depressed. I mean, hey, it is what it is. I don't care. I really don't. Because I would love to see the person that criticized me. I would love to see their life and their background. I would love to see their lifestyle. I love this song too. You hear this one?
Yeah, Holly Jolly Christmas.
Holly Jolly Christmas. We have a Holly Jolly Christmas. But anyway, you know, like I said, I am the party. So I don't need nobody to be, you know how you say you go to a party, you wait for somebody to entertain you. I am the entertainment, as you can see. And I know you guys probably laugh. I am the entertainment. You know, I can sit right here and entertain myself without anybody here, meaning I could watch TV, I could read, I could do whatever, I could work on my business, whatever it is I want to do, I'm entertained. I could pray, you know. God knew who he was making when he made me. You probably say, oh my goodness, this is Shay. But guess what? He loves me. And I love myself. I had to learn that. I had to learn self-love, ladies and gentlemen, especially around the holidays. I used to get really, really depressed. You know, I used to be like, oh, because I used to think about my old situations and I used to just plummet because I was like, oh, I've been through so much. And I just woke up one day and like, look, girl, get over it. Get over it. Life goes on. Nobody is waiting on you. It'll be many, many more Christmases. Don't you want to spend Christmas, another happy Christmas with somebody? Don't you want to be happy with somebody? Don't nobody want to be around a negative person around Christmas? And I'm not saying that you don't have a right to be upset. You don't have a right to be sad. But if you can, put yourself in a predicament around positive speaking people, positive energy, people that love you. That's going to speak life into you and going to do right by you. And guess what? I guarantee you, you have a better outcome for this Christmas. A better outcome. I'm not saying it's going to be overnight. We'll be perfect. But it's the first step in moving forward. First step in moving forward and being better. That's not Mariah Carey, is it?
No.
No, that's not Mariah Carey. But I just thank you guys. You guys are the greatest. And the ones that love me, the ones that don't. I love my haters too. Because, you know, you hate me for something. Something I'm doing right, you got to be hating me for. I love all you guys. Because without you, what do Nishay Lamore always say? There would be no me. Without you, there would be no Nishay Lamore. Sorry again, I had to breathe through my nose, ladies and gentlemen. And talk through my nose. In closing, I would love for you guys to take heed to what I've said. I just gave you a live, raw, uncut podcast over 40 minutes. It looks like it's going into 50 minutes. And I just basically shared some of my personal business. I've shared, even my friend came in and he tuned in and told you some things. He basically came in and said what he felt, what he was feeling, what he was thinking, you know, trying to be a co-partner with me with this podcast. And I appreciate him. I really do. In closing, I just want you guys to know it's real out here. There are a lot of people out here that are suffering. And although we have our family and we don't have no issues at the moment, because there are some that don't have any issues, we got to be sympathetic to the ones that do. You know, don't think that you're so high and mighty that, you know, you can't be touched. Your situation can change overnight, you know. So we got to have, that's why I have humility. You know, I'm well grounded. Regardless of I have good times or bad, I'm always going to have humility and I'm going to be grateful for the good and the bad. And with that being said, you got to move forward. And me and my girlfriend, we were supposed to go and do something for the homeless. Her schedule is so tight. So you know what God put into my heart, ladies and gentlemen? I'm going to go and do it. I'm going to take the money. I'm going to go get some things. And I'm going to go out there and probably ask my child, my son, my oldest son, to go with me. And go out there and pass some stuff out to the homeless. I ain't got to prove nothing to nobody. Long as God above know I did it. I don't have to prove nothing to nobody. My heart is in the right place. And as time goes on and my money is much stronger, trust me, I'm going to be blessing a whole lot of families. You know, because I like to give. I like to do right by people. You could tell I like to give. I'm giving you free advice right here. Some people pay for this advice. The same conversation I'm giving you. Some people charge you to sit on their couch just to tell you just what I just told you right now. You could go sit on a person's couch. Am I correct?
That's right.
Sit on somebody's couch, and I guarantee you, you're going to be charged. You're going to be charged for the same thing that Shayla Moore gave you with love. Real life on a Sunday with her friend. Gave you free advice. Putting you up on game. You know, but I don't have a problem with it. What goes around comes around. What you do, put into the world or put out there, it will come back to you. And I have no problem with that. So me putting this out there is only going to gravitate back to me. But trust me when I tell you, if you listen to this podcast and you understand the seriousness of what I've said and you understand everything I've told you, you're going to be okay. Christmas is only one day. It's only one day. It's only one day. The whole, how can I say it? The last winding down from Christmas Eve to New Year's Eve. Christmas Eve is what, the 24th, the 31st? Okay, so that's what, 24 hours times 7? You got 7 days after the 24th to get through that. 1 week. That's like a discipline for the ones that are really having hard times and they're really going through something. You got 1 week. So you can do it. You can do it. And I really think in my heart that I am helping somebody with this, what I'm talking about. I know I'm helping somebody. And I appreciate you guys. Now, don't be trying to judge me when we get off this podcast. You listen to my, this is my personal life. I brought you in. I've brought you into my personal space. I've brought you into something, you know, I normally don't do. You know, this is Sunday morning early. And I'm just basically listening to the Christmas music, chilling out, relaxing, meditating, thinking about my next moves, thinking about things that Shayla Moore is going to be doing for the next and upcoming year. You know, but I've brought you into that and also gave you some good words of wisdom, giving you some encouragement, some things that other people might not give you. You might have people right around you right now that don't give you anything like that. I've given you positive energy. I hope that you can use it. Spread it on to the next person. You might know somebody that can use this podcast. Maybe you can call them and say, hey, Shayla Moore said this on her podcast. Maybe you need to check her out. I have books also that I'm writing. Books that are going to be released next year. My previous books that are out. However you get the message out, if you can't use it, get the message out. Because Shayla Moore is not going to stop. I'm only going to go higher, higher, higher as far as delivering messages and spreading myself to the world. It's, you know, not so much as, how can I say it? It's not always in a way benefit to me. I'm trying to also benefit others, help somebody some way. You know, it's not all about me and monetary, just getting money and putting my books out. It's also helping some people. Some people really do need help and they can't afford to sit on no therapist couch. They cannot afford to sit on a therapist couch and they can't afford to trust their business with other people. And this podcast might be the way out to help somebody. Maybe prevention of suicide, prevention of depression, whatever the negative mood is, a negative situation, it'll help them. Trust me, it will. I know I'm a little silly. I'm a little crazy. I accept that. I accept that. But you can say this, I'm easy to be loved because I have a heart. And I'm not just an author that's writing. I'm not just a podcaster that's talking. Guess what? She's also basically telling you her testimony. She's telling her testimony and she's relating to things, real life issues in the relationships. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, like, share, and follow. This was a real life podcast, real life with my friend. You want to tell them bye?
Say hello, everyone. Just saying goodbye and all. Excuse me.
He didn't fall asleep on me, ladies and gentlemen. That's okay.
No, I didn't fall asleep. I'm just laying here. Just laying here. Let you all know that everybody have a good holiday. If we don't hear from you again, have Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, New Year's. And Like I said before in the podcast, just keep a best foot forward when it comes to enjoying the holidays. Whether you're single or with somebody, going to see family, friends, or associates, just keep up the cheer. Do everything in your power to make sure you're all happy and just enjoy yourself. Enjoy life.
Yeah, life is too short to be plunging down depression. You know, be around positive energy, people that lift you up and that's going to love you and love on you and speak life into you. It's the best way. It's always the best way. And check out my new live comedy. It's comedy. What's the name? It's Combo Comedy Cocktails. It's going to be a live show coming to. That's right. Shane Lamore coming to you. And we're working on it as we speak. We're going to be doing live shows. And we're bringing it to you live, raw, and uncut. The Shane Lamore is going down. It's going down. Like, share, follow, and stay with your girl. Trust me. We're going to be going places. Spread the word. Guess what? Whatever you got to do, guess what? I'm going to be paying attention to people who are rocking with me. And it's a lot of them. It's a lot of them. It's just that they're spread out on all my pages. But however you rock with me, thank you, thank you, thank you. Happy holidays, like he said. And don't be sad. You owe it to yourself. Self-love, respect, love, or whatever. And don't be in no relationship if he ain't loving on you, respecting you. And same with the guys. If she ain't loving on you and respecting you, guess what? You know what to do. The Shane Lamore is out. I love you guys. I love you guys. I love you.